Radio Apostle Brother Moore, back here on KPRO Inspiration Radio, 1570 AM on your dial, with Aretha Franklin singing for you this evening, How I Got Over, Aretha Franklin.
Gonna hear something that you probably haven't heard before. Sister Deneen Douglas is gonna teach on the occult and cults in this section, and she'll be coming on probably once a month sharing with you these different cults. This is how many people get caught up into religion and satanic organizations. So we want you to listen very carefully so that if you're approached by any of these different organizations that is named, beware. God bless you. Take a listen. Harry Janine Douglas. Here she is now.
Our very first week was Islam and the Nation of Islam. Our second week was Mormonism. Our third week was Jehovah Witnesses. Our fourth week was Buddhism and Hinduism. And tonight is our fifth week, which is the occult, dealing with Satanism and witchcraft. And next week, our last class after 6 weeks, is going to be dealing with the New Age. Tonight we're going to be talking about Satanism and witchcraft. And again, in the course of this class, we're going to talk about who the founder is, We're going to talk about the writings, if they have any. We're going to do a summary of their belief system. And then we're going to talk about what they believe about God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and salvation. Some of it is basically pretty short because their belief system is very short. Okay? Dealing with the occult is an English word that basically comes from the Latin word occultler, which means to conceal. That's all that means. Occult means to conceal. Okay? Dealing with Satanism, when we look at the founder, the very first founder in the Church of Satanism was Antoine Lavie in San Francisco, California. He formed his church in 1966. There are not that many large churches that deal with Satanism. Very few. There's small covens or again an individuality study. Revelation. None of the writings are inspired and none of the writings are divine. So it's just basically what they're writing and how they feel about it. And again, coming from Christianity and again having a disbelief in that. One of the things on the belief regarding Satanism is they can worship Satan, but they can worship him in any form they choose, whether they believe in him bodily or whether they believe in him and his characteristics that he does. So it's an individual thing on how you worship. Again, there's no creed, there's no doctrine, and that's how come it can be so varied and so different. Number two, they totally reject the Bible. Complete rejection of the Bible. Satanists are known to be hedonistic. Pleasure is their number one thing in whichever way, form that they choose to do it. If you can remember back in Martin Luther, back in the time of Germany when he split from the Catholic Church, they used to sell sins of indulgence, and the sins of indulgence were sold to the Christians of the Catholic Church for them to commit sin. And it was pre-done, and it came in on horses, and it sold them to the churches. And if you wanted to commit adultery, you would just go and buy your sins of indulgence, commit adultery, and you were automatically forgiven by the Catholic Church. And so that is one of the things that happened in the Catholic Church, and where Satanism just out and out does it, sins of indulgence. They're free of any kind of moral code, there is no creed for them. They can basically do what they want to. Most Satanists wear black. That's like their favorite color. Black fingernails, black hair, and black attire. So their color seems to be black. Again, their self-style. Whatever they want to do to make them feel good, that's how they do it. They do not believe in white magic or black magic. They believe in magic, period. Contrary to the witches, they believe in either or, white or black magic. Good magic, bad. Okay? Satanic people hold black masses, where they go to mass 9 times a year. One of those times, we all know, is what, in October? Halloween. That's one of the times. And again, they meet where we say congregation, they say coven. That's how they meet. Okay? Their belief in God. When it comes to God and their belief about God, they do not believe in it. And it varies, so there's a couple ones. One is they do not believe in his existence. Okay? And number two, some believe him to be a natural force. Okay? And again, it varies. There's two or three others out there, depending on the source. When it comes down to Jesus, Satanism do not believe, number one, he never existed. He was never a man. They also believe that he was weak and he was a failure. Because what he said that he came to do, and because he died, they don't believe that he completed the job. So they look at him as a failure. Regarding the Holy Spirit, there is no belief system whatsoever regarding the Holy Spirit. And regarding salvation, because of the fact they don't believe that Jesus Christ came to die on the cross for our sins, and for them, humans don't sin and there is no need for salvation. And so it's rejected, totally rejected for them. Okay? And that's what we have for the Satanism. You had your little group quiz earlier that gave you some more information regarding them. And now going over to the witchcraft. Witchcraft. And you can look at it, witchcraft, you look at God, you look at goddesses, you look at Wicca, you look at wizards, different things. And witches embrace magic. That's their major thing, is their embracing of magic. When it comes down to the founder of witchcraft, there really is no certain person that founded witchcraft. As we had our homework, we saw that the Lord talked about in Deuteronomy about witches. We know in 1 Samuel it talks about witches, the witch of Endor with Saul. And so witches have been around for a very, very long time. As we move closer to about the 1500s, if you remember the Salem witch trial, in which about 14 people were accused of witchery and they died, and the sorcerers and stuff. And so witches have been around for a very, very long time. There's always been a fear of witches, and witches have always come against the church. And so that's become, there's a major pull with witches. When we look at witches, right now they're in our school system with the young kids in high school. They're with the universities and the colleges, especially the good witches, the goddesses, the witches that have good magic, because you can do love potions to get someone to fall in love with you. You can do things for nature. Witches are really into the nature. They're really into Mother Earth, and that's where they kind of fall into. When it comes down to the writing, there is no one set holy book. There are many different books that they do use. They use the Book of Shadows. That's one book that they will use and study. They use a witch's Bible. They also use the spiral dance and then drawing down on the moon. Those are at least four of the materials that they'll draw from to read. Again, witch, like Satan, where they are similar is in individuality. You can be a solitary witch, or you can be a witch in a coven. If you are a solitary witch, most of them stay solitary for a couple of years before they move into a covenant type thing. Okay. Their belief system. They believe basically that they are neo-paganism, meaning that they came prior to Christianity with the Roman times and the Greeks with Zeus and with Mercury. They also believe in mystery. They're really heavy on nature. And they're also very, again, into idolatry. So they'll worship many different items and things, okay? So you have your good witches, you have your bad witches. Their belief system when it comes to God, they believe that either God or the goddess is supreme, and he's also, or she is also known as the Lord or Elaine, either one, okay? Jesus, their belief in Jesus Christ is totally rejected. That's one belief. It's a total rejection. Number two, he could be a spiritual teacher, a good person who taught love and compassion. And then number three, most of them believe him to be a warlock or a wizard because of the fact that he healed people. He's not sinful. When it comes also down to a couple things regarding the witches, they love casting spells. That's their biggest thing, cast spells. Good witches cast spells for seemingly good things. Bad witches will cast spells if they don't like you. They'll cast spells on an individual person, and an entire family, or an entire community. Okay, so the good witches and the bad witches in witchcraft do not get along whatsoever. They don't really, because they have different belief systems. So they don't get along. The good witches believe they're helping the earth and helping people by doing the things that they do. Okay? Again, they're like the Satanism. They're part of a coven. And so they're part of a coven, and they meet again on special holidays. Again, for them, October 31st is another special holiday for them where they get together. When it's casting spells, they like to target, again, the young people, people in colleges, and TV. Pop culture has made it very interesting for most people. We have TV shows like Charmed. We have Sabrina, the teenage witch. I myself used to watch Bewitched when I was younger. And so therefore, those are good witches that they do. But it makes it popular, and it makes the kids want to be involved and find out, can I really pass the spell on somebody I like or dislike? Okay? Again, one of their, if you're a good witch, your color is basically, okay, it's really hard to look at them and see that they're a witch, or if they've practiced it, yes, they can talk to them. When it comes down to the bad witches, the black witches, so to speak, you usually see them, they're in black. They're very dark when it comes down to it. They're very mean, they're very rude. They let you know that they're into witchcraft.
Yes, that was Sister Douglas teaching on the coach and old coach. Yeah, catch her the next time. Catch her.
Why should I be? my mind. It seems that's all I think about almost all the time. With heaven on my mind, this world's not mine.
Praise the Lord. You can help us through the Jimmy Swaggart Media Church Ministry to reach the world over. Yes, all you have to do is call. Call and request that you become a member of the Media Church with Jimmy Swaggart, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And then you can call to give a love offering or purchase in any of their song that you have heard over my program. Just dial 1-800-288-8350 to get a hold of the Jimmy Swaggart Ministry. Ask them about the Media Church that will join with them and help them to reach the world over. It's what you do for Christ that's going to last, my friend. And if you're out there trying to help round up souls for Jesus that they might not see a burning hell because they had an opportunity to accept Jesus, God will give you a reward for your work in the field of evangelism. You might even get a chance to physically go overseas somewhere. If that's your desire, call 1-800-288-8350. Tell them Brother Moore sent you. Dial 1-800-288-8350. The Jimmy Swaggart Ministry is searching for some partners that will join with them in the Media Church Ministry, a ministry that is designed to reach the world over. Come on, volunteer some of your service to help out to reach souls for Christ. God knows how to reward us that reaches out for souls. Call 1-800-288-8350. And may God continue to bless you is our prayer.